This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Smoke from out-of-state wildfires is blanketing most of the state today and could reach unhealthy levels for sensitive people or those with health conditions. Smoke is being reported in the western two-thirds of Colorado, with the worst effects along the Front Range, from Gunnison to Fort Collins. State health officials are also warning of unhealthy ozone levels affecting the region, especially in Teller and El Paso counties. Karen Garner, the 73-year-old woman with dementia who was injured during a violent arrest last year, has settled her federal lawsuit against Loveland Police. CPR's Paulo Shalceda reports.
The city of Loveland will pay Garner $3 million, but did not admit any liability in the case. Garner was arrested in June 2020 for allegedly taking less than $15 of merchandise from a Walmart without paying. Police allegedly fractured Garner's arm and dislocated her shoulder during the arrest. Two officers will still face criminal charges over their roles in the encounter. I'm Paulo Shalceda, CPR News.
Former Colorado Rockies outfielder Larry Walker joins the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame today. Walker played 10 seasons with the Rockies. He won batting and home run titles and was the National League's most valuable player in 1997. Walker retired from the St. Louis Cardinals in 2005. Overnight construction work will close a short stretch of I-25 just north of Colorado Springs this week. Drivers should expect a detour to add delays of up to 20 minutes. The work is scheduled to wrap up by Sunday morning. This is CPR and KRCC. Grand Junction is at 92 degrees and clear, lots of smoke in the area. Pueblo is at 88 and fair. Denver's at 84.